And it sounds extraordinary to be saying this is good news, but the air quality is very poor today, which is an improvement on yesterday when it was, of course, hazardous, and the day before that as well, and atrocious. But just what is it doing to our bodies, and what can we do to minimise the negative effects? Let's find out with the Federal President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Barr. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Mac. Good morning, Luke.
So, Tony, it's obvious that breathing in smoke is not good for you, but we have no say in it at the moment. Is there anything that we can do to minimise the impact?
Well, there's a number of things you can do, and being cautious and being wise and following the guidelines is important. So, on days of particularly of hazardous or very poor quality, poor air quality, really, if you don't need to be outdoors, don't be outdoors. Mm. Stay indoors, close the windows and doors, air conditioning on recirculate mode, paying particular attention to, you know, the quality and the air coming into the house. Yeah. But if you do need to go out, you try and grab your hands on one of those P2 or N95 masks. They're a special type of masks. They're not the usual paper dust masks that you see about. They're totally useless in helping you in this situation.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with particulate matter, which is less than 2.5 microns in size, which is several times narrower than a strand of hair, and those particles get down very deep into your lungs, get past your normal defense mechanisms in your bronchi, and can exacerbate asthma or any other pre-existing respiratory conditions. If you've got pre-existing heart conditions, can send them into inflammatory status and worsen those. If you're pregnant mums, it's not good. If elderly bubs and young children, not good. So don't exercise, stay indoors, and avoid unnecessary exposure is really the message.
Yeah. Now, Tony, without scaring anyone, I mean, is it actually doing any long-term damage to us, or is it kind of a temporary thing and the body will flush it out and then we're fine?
Okay, so there's an individual sensitivity here, and this is the problem. We don't know who is. And as we can see, the average healthy person can probably deal with the effects short term. But there are some, even elite athletes, who have collapsed under the hazardous conditions, and they're not able to tolerate it. So there's that individual sensitivity, that reactivity of your bronchi to the particles, and that puts us under stress. So basically, first-time Australians who've never had a problem with asthma or any other pre-existing lung conditions can develop their first attack. So if you get chest tightness, difficulty breathing, you need to seek medical attention pretty promptly, and don't rely on your friend's Ventolin puffer to get you out of a jam.
Yeah, go and see a doctor. What you mentioned about elite athletes, I mean, we've seen that, you know, firsthand with the tennis and the fact that some of those tennis players have had to retire from games because when they're putting their body under the stress of exercise, they're just not able to cope with the smoke.
And this has been an unfortunate visual impact of the last few days here, especially here in Melbourne. And we can see that tournament has now had the spotlight placed on it. Now, clearly, it's not only just the players, it's obviously the spectators, the ball boys, the umpires, everybody there at the court side. So they were, you know, they were particularly monitoring it very, very closely on a regular real-time basis. They did have medicos present courtside, which is more than the average Australian will be able to have as they go about their daily business. So that's why we, you know, our general public community messaging has been so vigilant and so cautious in terms of that. Now, you mentioned the long-term effects. We're just going to have to get all the data, get the research, which the government has announced some additional funds for that research and that data collection. We need to look at the learnings from this season in particular, and we need to implement that data, those measures, into public health messaging and preparedness for future bushfire seasons.
Yeah. Dr. Tony Bartoni, Federal President of the AMA, thank you so much for sharing that important information with us. Thank you.
And take care, everyone up in Albury today. Thanks.